I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Yeah, brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Yeah. This is Echo Lily, Under the Clocks. Go Under the Clocks by Echo Lily. This is the Oz Indie Show, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's 10 past three, and we have Echo Lily, or Michelle, live online, zooming for all the way from Melbourne here on Yarra Valley FM. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, yeah. All the better for hearing that great track, Under the Clocks.
Oh, thank you.
So, sort of a uniquely Melbourne track. Yeah, I think we can all identify with that bit of Flinders Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the apart from you being a Melbourne girl, what was the idea behind Under the Clocks?
Well, actually, I was born in Malaysia. I moved to Melbourne about 6 years ago, and immediately fell madly in love with the city. You know, definitely one of the best cities in the world, surely.
Oh yes.
And also very into the arts and the music scene. And Melbourne is, music city, city of the arts, etc. So one of the first few places that I visited when I came to Melbourne was the iconic Flinders Station and the clocks and everything. And I was taking photos and all that, and I noticed that there are a lot of buskers around that area, immediately. Looked up how to get a busking license and how to be a busker. Did that, picked up the guitar, didn't know how to play the guitar prior to that, and started to busk and meet people. It was a very brief stint of busking, I must admit. I didn't busk for a very long time, but I did meet a lot of very interesting people. One of the people that I met actually was featured in the intro of the song. If you could hear a short snippet of trumpet, there was actually him playing the trumpet. Don't know his name. I can't remember his name, actually. He wasn't from here, but he was playing the trumpet at the station. And he said, "Hey, do you know about the clocks? You know, people, we used to say, would you meet me under the clocks? It's like a meeting point for people." Yeah. So then I thought, oh, what a romantic idea. What a romantic idea for a song. So I kept that little phrase, "Meet me under the clocks," and about three years later, turn it into a song.
Yeah,
and that's how Under the Clocks happened.
Yeah. Now it's been described that you do all your work, recording and so on, in your bedroom.
Yes.
You do have a studio, and you use other studios, but do you find that just the what is it, the solitude or the feeling of comfort and awareness of your surroundings, what makes you like doing, creating your stuff at home?
Yes, so it started from, just because I was new to the country and to the city, still kind of new. I have met a lot of great friends now, but still kind of new, and didn't really know where or how to start doing this.
Yeah.
So I decided to do it on my own. So it started off really small. I had a computer, a little MIDI controller, an audio interface, and a microphone.
Yeah.
And my guitars, and now it's just gotten a little bit out of control. You can see behind me, it's just out of control. I have keyboards and synthesizers, my massive double bass, etc. So it started off with not knowing where to go and actually kind of had to do it on my own.
Yeah.
And it became, my bedroom studio my home studio became this place where I would go to find a little bit of, peace. Even though I'm usually making a lot of noise, but you know what I mean, like sort of the mindfulness, my peacefulness that I need after a long day at work, for example.
Yeah.
So that's how the bedroom studio, home studio idea started, and now, yeah, you're right. I write and produce most of my songs in right here at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned work, and one of the things I was going to ask you was, how did you cope as an artist with the COVID restrictions and everything? But you were totally immersed in the whole COVID situation because of your work.
Yes, so I'm also a full-time doctor. During the height of the pandemic, I was one of the frontliners, and as you can imagine, and I'm sure for everyone in Melbourne and all over the world, sort of the feeling of uncertainty, feeling even, a little bit scared even. But when we were when we were told that this was happening and what we needed to do as frontliners, it was pretty clear to us that that we needed to be as helpful as possible. And you know, I remember just going to work and actually just started working. Yeah. And we didn't stop, and we're still still dealing with it, as it seems. So didn't really have the time to sort of sit down and think, how am I feeling with all this happening? And all those things. Just work. That was my initial feeling about the pandemic. But of course, I have family and I have friends back home, and sort of worrying about them. That's part of my emotional range at the time, was just dealing with work and then worrying about my family back home. I had a bit of time, sometime in the middle of after the first wave, had a bit of time to slow down and think about, okay, how am I dealing with this? And that's when I actually put all my energy into making music.
Yeah.
And I think I was telling you a little bit about how I was walking through the city near Flinders Station, my favorite place in Melbourne, and it was just empty. It was really sad, to be honest. And if you listen to the song Under the Clocks, you would notice that I made the sounds echo, like it is bouncing from wall to wall, like I was singing into an empty chamber.
Yeah.
And those things were all intentional. I wanted to emulate that feeling, and I wanted the listeners to feel how I was feeling at the time when I was standing in an empty train station.
Mm. Yeah. So your work as a doctor was going along as normal, and then all of a sudden COVID hit. And just about 100% of your work would then have been dealing with the pandemic rather than all the other stuff you had.
Yes, so, that's exactly right. When it happened, and I'm sure my other colleagues at the hospital would feel the same way, our entire life, even when we're not at work, we're thinking about how to deal with this thing.
Yeah.
And it was, now we have a lot more knowledge and idea about what we're dealing with. But at the time, you're absolutely right. Our entire life, when I'm not at work, I'm at home, I'm researching. When I'm at work, I'm in my PPE at the front lines. It's just nonstop. I also must say I'm very, very grateful to still have a job, to still be able to get out of my house and go do my go work. I have some friends that I was just actually just speaking to the other day that some of them have lost their jobs at the height of the pandemic, and some of them are still finding a way to recover.
Yeah.
This whole thing is just so bad. Mm. Really sad, and I really hope we'll come out of it, soon.
Yeah. And, your whole training wouldn't have really brought you up to speed on this. You had to learn on the run, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And now we've got this new strain, and then just when things we hoped were quietening down, it's ramped up again.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's good that you've pointed out the fact that this is so unprecedented, unprecedented. Mm. And I grew up in Malaysia. We are a developing country, and we deal with epidemics, pandemics all the time, and then definitely more than Australia. For example, we have dengue, malaria, tuberculosis is still a thing in Malaysia, and so our public health is always put to work the whole year, during dengue seasons, etc. So I have to say I started with a little bit more experience than you know than my Australia colleagues. But yeah. Having said that, this is completely new, Greg. This is you know, everyone is just learning, like you said, learning on the job. Yeah, so that's it. But that's what we need to do. Mm. We just have to keep up with the new information. We need to trust the process. We need to trust the science. And stay together. And hopefully, we'll come out of this very soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your work.
you're welcome.
But we'll get back to the music. You've released a new track.
Yes.
Called Higher. Yes. Released last month. What's Higher about?
Higher is, I would describe Higher as a massive head rush of 90s nostalgia. I absolutely love the music from that era and have always wanted to write something or produce something kind of to emulate the sounds from that era. The theme is nostalgia, because I'm finding that a lot of us are craving nostalgia. I'm not sure if you find the same, like especially with what's happening in the world right now. Everyone craves what used to be good in the past.
Yeah,
you know, we all want a little bit of you know, the past, the good, and you know how we felt at the time without all these things happening. So I wrote Higher, kind of in line with that theme of nostalgia, and also with the focus on 90s music. So everything you hear, the drum beats, the bass line, the chord progression and how I tweak certain sounds, they were all done intentionally to emulate that 90s nostalgic feel. I hope you like it.
Okay, so we'll play it for you now. This is Higher by Echo Lily. Hiya by Echo Lily. That sounded really nice, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, the instruments in that, you've got a bunch of, I can see because we're on Zoom sort of thing, you've got a bunch of keyboards behind you. Are they the main things you used?
Yes, so the keyboards and the synths for my current project, they're definitely the, you know, my most important instruments right now.
Yeah.
I use them to create sounds, and I actually, I've always just been a more of a piano player and an acoustic guitar, the double bass, a more acoustic style. Mm. But I found out about synths and sound design from a friend of mine. His name is Mickey Cooper, Michael Cooper. He taught me everything I know. brilliant guy. He said that, oh, you know, the synthesizers create sounds. So I started to go into this rabbit hole of sound design synths, and most of the sounds that you hear on Hire were created using the synthesizers.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's sort of multi-layered.
Multi-layer. To bring it all out. Yeah. So the drum beats, I just use the digital drum pads that I have in my studio, and I use the digital audio workstation Logic Pro that came with my Apple MacBook, I have to mention that the mixing, the further mixing and mastering, they were done by Ivan Capturin. To me, one of the best producers in Melbourne, in my opinion. He's just, you know, great to work with. We were in his studio for 6-7 hours trying to get the feel that I wanted for this song right.
Yeah.
And I think he did an amazing job, so I need to give him a shout out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, where can listeners find your music? Because you haven't released a CD yet, have you?
I haven't, and I'm working on that.
Yeah.
I'm working on that. I have about 3 songs on Spotify right now, and they're all doing very well, I think. Actually, a few days ago, I received a notification from Spotify saying that Hire has reached more than 100,000 streams.
Fantastic.
And Under the Clocks as well, 100,000 streams. So, you know, like, how, you know, what an amazing feeling it is to know that 100,000 people connected with something that I wrote.
Yeah.
You can find me, find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, or actually any major streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Even Amazon Music, if that's what you subscribe to. Search Echo Lily. That's Echo, like the sound echoes, ECHO, Lily, like the flower, LILY.
Yeah.
You should be able to listen to all my songs there. On social media, on Instagram, I'm at echo.lily_.
Yep.
That's at echo.lily_. I post all my updates for my future releases on my Instagram.
Yep. Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much for your time, Michelle. And yeah, listeners, check out Echo Lily on the different music streaming services and hunt up more of her stuff. And when you, because I know you're going to release a CD, an album, so when that comes out, be very happy to have you back on and have a bit of a chat.
Ooh,
again.
Love to come back.
No worries. And again, yeah, thank you for all your work in your full-time job there as a doctor.
Thank you.
Dealing with the pandemic. And let's hope that things get a bit easier.
Yes. Stay safe, everyone.
Okay, that was Echo Lily here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.